welcome back to season 15 of She Builds Podcast, where we share stories about women in the design and construction field, one lady at a time.
This season's theme is Collective Impact, exploring AEC organizations and professionals shaping a more inclusive and innovative built environment.
Quick disclaimer, we're not experts. We're just sharing stories about the information that we find as friends having a fun conversation. If you find an error, send us an email and we will all continue learning.
Today, we want to shine a spotlight on Women's Leadership Summit and one of its most beloved creators, Xiaoping Chin. I'm Jessica Rogers, celebrating World Emoji Day by saying that my favorite emoji is the pair of eyes based out of Miami, Florida.
The side eyes.
Yeah, the side eyes.
Hey there, I'm Lizzie Rahr. My favorite emoji is the melting face emoji. And I'm coming to you from Chicago, Illinois.
And I'm Nurjiti Rivas. I don't have a favorite one, but I'm thinking about the emoji with the sunglasses in Houston, Texas.
Excellent choices. Okay, ladies, with this season of Collective Impact, I'm actually excited to talk about an event like the Women's Leadership Summit, or known to most as WLS.
That's an interesting take on the theme. I'm glad that you thought of this. WLS holds a special place in my heart because it was really a great event. I got to see you, Jessica, and another friend. And part of that energy of that conference inspired me to think about She Builds Podcast.
You know, I was thinking about all the groups and organizations that we've talked about this season, and I was thinking about the people that might live in locations. There might be a group that's not local to them, like NOMA or REBA, or one that they don't identify with, like Riding the Vortex or Latinas in Architecture. Or heck, maybe their closest AIA chapter might be in the next city or town. Or maybe their local component might not have a Women in Architecture group. Or maybe a homegirl is not a joiner. There are several people that are just not club people.
Definitely.
You know, that's fine. But with that said, I love the idea of someone that would fall under any of those groups to attend WLS, whether it's national or local. So you still have a chance to join a group, whether it's just by attending a conference or an event.
Yeah, they're really something for everyone, right? WLS in 2019, for me, was a great experience because it was inspiring to be surrounded by almost 1,000 women who all had a passion for their profession in architecture. The speakers, the networking, it was great. It was a really great conference that I recommend to all women in architecture at any stage in their career.
Absolutely. When we spoke at the WIA committee event for AIA LA, it was really cool to get to speak to so many women and meet them and discuss the various topics that we all experience as women in the profession.
Yeah, my connection to women in architecture and just WLS is a little different. I helped plan the WLS 2019 in Minneapolis, which was great because I got to invite Nurjiti and our other friend Stacy to come. And yes, attending the one in LA was also great. I mean, just being invited was an honor. This past year, 2025, I attended my local WIA Miami's WLS, and that was special. For one, I was invited to represent Marion Manley during the summit because there was a celebration anniversary of the Women in Architecture group and their first 10 presidents of AIA Miami. Each presented their story and I presented on Marion. It's a great group overall.
What a great honor, Jessica, that you got to represent a lady close to our hearts, especially to yours. Hashtag proud.
Yeah, I love that you got to join and be part of that and be our girl Marion's representative.
Yeah, it was great. Besides speaking, it was great attending. Just because Miami, you know, it's my city. So learning more about my city was great. Like, I found out that one of my favorite cocktail lounges was a former speakeasy that Black artists used to perform. And it was renovated by a women power duo.
Really? What lounge? Mm-hmm. Who is this power duo? Sounds like we cannot miss this art venture.
Yeah, that is so cool. We need to go next time we visit.
Yeah. So the place is called Mad Radio, and it's located in the Salina Miami Gold Dust Motel, a historic hotel that was renovated by a firm called Vagabond Group. the two ladies, Natalia Cebollero and Amanda Bonvecchio. I met the both of them at the WIA Miami WLS. Actually, Nerdity, one of them's Puerto Rican. I think it was Natalia.
Oh, hey, una boricua que la que.
All right, so now that we got to why this season is awesome and this topic, let's talk about the lady that helped start this whole shebang and how her legacy is still an impact today. Let's talk about Miss Xiaoping Chen.
Welcome to the show, Xiaoping.
Woo! All right, so Xiaoping was born in Taiwan, and at some point she would immigrate to the U.S.
Ooh, I don't remember if we've covered a Taiwanese architect before. So I looked that up. And actually, listeners, remember, we have a search button on our website. If you go to our episodes and type Taiwan or anything you want, the website will look up that keyword through all the show notes. And it appears the closest we've gotten to Taiwan was episode 35, Carol R. Johnson, who taught at a school in Taiwan. How lovely that we get to learn about a Taiwanese American today.
Yeah, exciting. I love adding a new place to our list. And love the at some point. That might be the most vague birth date we've had ever. Not even a decade or a range, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, so Xiaoping receives her Bachelor of Architecture at Princeton in 1975 and continued to get her Master's in Architecture from Princeton in 1977. One of her classmates recalled that Princeton had started accepting women only a few years ago, and in hindsight, the school and the architecture program specifically would reflect what they were going to experience in the real world.
Oh boy, what's gonna happen?
Yeah, that sounds ominous. And that's pretty late even for most schools in the U.S. to start accepting women, no?
I agree.
Whoa. Interesting fact. Princeton started accepting women in 1968, oh, along with other Ivy League schools. But fun fact, in 1972, Nixon passed the Title IX law that prohibited sex-based discrimination in education. So it's not that far off. It's pretty, we're still trying to catch up.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So they were kind of forced to accept.
Princeton did it before the law got passed, but then.
Okay.
77.
They would have had to anyway.
We fast forward to Xiaoping working at Payette, an architecture firm based out of Boston.
Huh. So she went from New Jersey to Boston. Okay. She stayed in the Northeast.
Staying in the area. Also, Payette is a big deal. Seems like she landed well after college.
Yeah. So much so that Xiaoping becomes a principal at Payette, specifically a leader in design, and healthcare was her primary sector.
Ooh, way to go, Xiaoping. Working her way on up.
Ooh, healthcare. Great and important sector, especially in Boston, I'm sure. And that's a big one in Houston, too.
Mm. So, listeners, the firm Payette has a video tribute to Xiaoping that I'm referencing because it has a lot of her colleagues sharing stories about her, which is really sweet. Like, one of her colleagues shares the story of how Xiaoping would have these interesting candies at her desk, and her colleagues would go and try them. Some tasted not so great. And the joke would be that she would encourage the colleague to try a new piece of candy. And, like, he would try, and he would smile, taste, and say, oh, that's interesting, and then try to, like, spit it out. And it was just this, like, ongoing joke that they had together.
She sounds like a bit of a jokester making people try her Birdie Bot's ever flavor candy.
Yeah. So, in the video, they talk about her work, too. Before Xiaoping took on the healthcare portfolio, one of the principals mentioned that it was actually in decline. But with Xiaoping leading it, it had significantly grown. One of her notable projects was a hospital in Haiti. Because of its design, it was becoming a challenge to build based on funding, meaning that there wasn't much. But when Xiaoping took over, she was able to redesign it so that it was cost-effective and beautiful for Haiti.
That's awesome. Haiti deserves a cost-effective, beautiful hospital for its people to receive proper healthcare and heal. Glad Xiaoping was able to deliver.
Agreed.
One designer shares the story of how Xiaoping encouraged her, especially her being young in her career to take ownership on a project, Xiaoping was one to always look to help others, notoriously saying, come sit down.
Oh, so she was a great mentor too. I love this.
Yeah, that's so nice. It sounds like she was intentional with her mentoring too. Not just let me word vomit advice at you, but like, let's sit down and have a conversation kind of thing.
Exactly. So in 2006, Xiaoping created the Women's Principles at her local Boston AIA chapter. The group was primarily focused on women leaders and principals. We talk a lot about women being the only one in the room, but it gets even lonelier at the top.
I can imagine what a great initiative for women to be able to meet and support each other at this stage of their career where they probably found it hardest to get that community they needed.
Totally. I'm sure they really needed that space.
Yeah. A quote from the video is from her colleague and associate principal saying that Xiaoping said, quote, I need some company and I don't have it around me. I need to understand what my peers are going through, end quote. Another one saying that this group became almost like a support group for these women leaders.
Of course.
Yeah, that's so awesome. I'm glad she understood what she needed and then went out and built it.
Yeah, so this women principals group would meet once a quarter. It brought women leaders from all around the Boston area. They talked about things in design and issues that they believed were important as architects, but also about how firms are organizing and how to advocate for future leaders in their firms.
Great topics. I want to learn more about that even to this day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think these are great topics for all architects, but I'm glad that they had a safe space to discuss it as women in a predominantly male atmosphere, like at that
level
in architecture firms.
Yeah, like with any group, for them, since they had a connection of being principals and leaders of their firm, it was significant for them.
Hey, designers and curious minds. Ever wondered about the stories hiding within your building's walls? I'm Carrie Seaburn, structural engineer and host of Unstruct, the podcast that decodes and simplifies major concepts of structural design. Behind the math and physics, structural engineering simply predicts building behavior. Join me as we simplify the complex, making structural design accessible to everyone.
Nowadays, instead of measuring it via cost, we're saying, well, what about carbon, you know? We've got two levers now that we can, if an architect has an inefficient design, we can hit them with two levers, if you like.
The official casualty figure is 55,000. Everybody I talked to told me that the actual figure is at least three times as much. And I believe that. I mean, seeing what I saw, Turkish codes are good and they have been improving, but compliance was completely lacking.
Fluent in steel, concrete, masonry, and timber design, I'll bring you leading engineers to dissect the tales behind their building structure. Whether you're an architect, contractor, engineer, or just love a good story, this podcast is for you.
Yeah, beam penetrations. That's a fun topic on this project.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Unstruct. From within your walls, hear the story behind how your building stands today.
Not every architect becomes a principal, and by them being perhaps the only principal in their firm, it had its own set of challenges that only another principal could understand. And this group was meant for them to get together to discuss this.
Yeah, I bet.
So this group was now becoming nationally recognized in the sense that other women were hearing about this group and wanted to join.
I want to join right now. But first, I need to become a principal, which is not something that happens in my small firm. And then I need to move to Boston, which is not going to happen. Shucks. I really hope they offer a solution to my problem very soon.
Maybe. So we fast forward to 2008 when the AIA conference is going to be held in Boston. This group thought it was a great opportunity to bring together all of the women principals from across the country who are going to attend this conference.
Like a conference pregame, but in a professional way?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely the same thing.
That's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh, party. Yeah. This initial impromptu gathering in 2008 would lead to the first Women's Leadership Summit, WLS, in 2009, hosted in Chicago, organized by AIA Chicago. Some support from AIA National and Xiaoping at the helm.
Yes!
Woo!
There were 150 attendees, leaders from across 23 states. This two-day conference had sessions focused on leadership development, mentorship, sponsorship, and visibility of women architects. This event was the first of its kind.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amazing.
The summit confirmed that there was a need for community, representation, of course, and pathways to leadership.
Duh.
Yeah. The summit took place every other year, with local chapters leading the charge with AIA National support. In 2019, on the 10th anniversary of WLS, the formula was flipped, where now AIA National took more of the helm and the local chapter contributed. Like we were discussing earlier, this is the conference that Nergidia attended and I was planning from the AIA National side.
I didn't know that was the first time AIA was running the show and that you got to be a part of that. You're a part of history, Jessica, again, and now I'm a part of history, too.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. That's so cool.
She Builds Podcasts. We talk about history, and we are history. Mm-hmm. The summit now isn't just about someone's position in a firm, but about leadership, specifically for the professional development of women architects and designers.
Yeah. When I attended, I was 4 or 5 years into my career. Not in any leadership position by any means, but I was drawn to the professional development and growth in that leadership topic that was so important to me. So my firm was like, heck yeah, we'll support you to attend that. And it was exactly that. 2 days about women developing their careers, discussing strategies, experiences, and everything in between.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it after you attended and how inspired you were, Nergidia. And obviously it was part of the catalyst for us starting this podcast.
Right.
Yeah. Well, after a long battle with cancer, Xiaoping would pass away on June 13th, 2015. To this day, many folks associate WLS with her. In 2024, posthumously, Xiaoping would receive the Edward C. Kemper Award, which is a high award given to her because she, quote, changed the practice of architecture at the national level and advance the role of women in the full spectrum of architecture, urban design, sustainability, and social responsibility.
Yeah, she did.
Very well deserved. And this award sounds very important. I want to look into it and past winners now. I'll put that on my to-do list today.
Very sad that she passed away. What I assume was fairly young based on when she was in college, but she made such a huge impact in the time that she had.
Yeah. So let's talk about her official legacy that was made in honor of her. I think I read that Payette created the Xiaoping Chin Academic Scholarship, funded by her partners at Payette to help women attend architecture school. Each year, Payette gives $10,000 to female students to help with their studies, bachelor's or master's.
Wow. Listeners, spread the word about the scholarship.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it sounds like the kind of thing that Xiaoping would have wanted to spearhead.
Yeah. When she passed, friends and family that knew her created a memorial fund in her name to help more women, specifically mid-senior level architects, attend WLS.
I wonder if this is what Graciela Carrillo won. She always talks about winning a scholarship that helped her attend the conference and how inspiring this all was for her, too.
She did, actually. Graciela was also a keynote at the Women in Architecture Miami WLS conference that I mentioned earlier. And in her keynote, she mentions how the WLS in 2019 conference made possible with this scholarship was a pivotal point in her career.
That's so cool to hear firsthand how this scholarship made such a difference for her.
Yeah. In 2019, Payette would be named Firm of the Year. The Architects Foundation would make this memorial fund a permanent endowment. The goal is to raise $125,000 to grant 10 ladies to attend WLS, which include registration and travel. The Xiaoping Chin Memorial Leadership Fund is now a legacy tied to WLS, keeping her name with the group forever.
This is so fitting. It's wonderful to learn that we will always honor and remember Xiaoping through this scholarship and that her initiative and mission lives on.
Agreed. I'm so glad that both her firm and WLS are linked to her so clearly and pushing the initiatives that she started.
Yeah. Since 2022, WLS is now a yearly event. Second to the AIA National Conference, WLS is very much becoming a household name for a must-go-to event.
I know people that have told me if they have to choose between AIA National Conference and WLS, they pick WLS without hesitation.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Just saying. Of course, if you can go to both, even better. But sometimes a person can only pick one for a lot of reasons. And there's an energy that they get out of WLS that they don't get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does seem like it's really gained momentum in the last decade. I've never attended WLS, so hopefully I will get that opportunity to have these awesome experiences that everyone keeps talking about.
Yeah.
Yep. Also, it just adds to like my point earlier. Maybe I'm sure there's a women in architecture group near you, Lizzie. But yeah, attending a conference might be the move instead. And just for you and for our listeners, aka here in 2026, this year WLS takes place at the beginning of November in Kansas City, Missouri. So not that far from you, Lizzie. And now's your chance, listeners. Be on the lookout on our social media to see if you see one of us there. Hint, hint. All right, so now we have reached the second part of our episode, the caryatid. A caryatid is a stone carving of a woman used as a column or a pillar to support the structure of a Greek-style building. In each episode, we choose a caryatid, a woman who is working today, furthering the profession through their work, and who ties into the historical woman of our episode. So without further ado, drum roll please. Carol Wedge. So Carol Wedge is an architect and the former president and CEO of the firm Shepley Bulfinch. She was based out of Boston, where her work focused on healthcare, education, and research environments. Carol holds a Bachelor of Arts degree from Brown University and a master's from Harvard GSD. She is known to be a strong advocate on collaboration, sustainability, and advancing women in leadership.
Ooh, that's so cool that we're learning about a former CEO of Shipley Bulfinch. This is one of the oldest running architecture firms in the U.S., by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, very cool. Boston, healthcare. I'm feeling that connection.
We sure are.
Yeah, so there are several reasons why I wanted to choose Carol as this week's caryatid. First, Carol has been a very active volunteer at the AIA nationally and locally. She's been on the board of trustees for the Boston Architectural College, Large Firm Roundtable, and the AIA Foundation. In the story of WLS, Carol was in the room when it happened, okay? She was in the tribute video that I referenced earlier.
Oh, she was with Xiaoping through the early days.
Mm-hmm. How special.
Yeah, they're in their principals group. Besides Carol's countless leadership roles, folks might recognize her name because she has also spoken at WLS a couple of times and for being a prominent leader of her successful firm, like you mentioned. But she is now more recognized because in 2024, Carol was appointed Executive Vice President and Chief Executive Officer of the AIA.
Wow. Congrats, Carol.
Yeah, that's crazy amazing.
Yeah, I am so excited for her in this role. I haven't heard from my AIA fam to see how this has been going for them, considering the past couple of years has been tumultuous, to say the least. But with Carol at the helm, I think we are in good hands. When thinking about this episode, I felt like Xiaoping built WLS and spaces like it. And Carol is the result of that. And I can just see the pattern continuing on and on and on and on.
Yeah, it's really great to see the fruits of Xiaoping's labor and how she created opportunities for women like Carol to move up and to lead.
Yeah, one thing leads to another. We can see the effects of this wave of positive change. Xiaoping, WLS, and Carol Bring.
All right, before we say goodbye, we want to say thank you to CMYK for the music, John W., our technical advisor, and most of all, thank you all for listening.
Remember to check out our show notes for links to all of our resources on this episode, as well as pictures of projects we've talked about.
We hope you enjoyed learning about today's lady and Caryatid, along with our banter, and that you are inspired to find out more about them and other amazing professional ladies.
Please let us know what you thought of our episode. If you've enjoyed it, please help us spread the word. Tell your friends, your neighbors, your family, tell them all. Tell them to give us 5 stars on iTunes and Spotify and write us a review. This will all help us reach a wider audience and for more people to learn about these amazing ladies with us.
Your support means everything to us. If you've enjoyed our content and want other ways to help us with our mission, you can support us by visiting our website for merchandise.
If you don't need any more swag, but you'd still like to consider supporting the research we're doing, you can donate to us on our website at shebuildspodcast.com/donate, or you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/shebuildspodcast. You can also find links to all these items on our website.
She Builds Podcast is a member of the Gable Media Podcast Network. Gable Media is curated thought leadership for an audience dedicated to building a better world. Listen and subscribe to all the shows at GableMedia.com. That's GABLmedia.com.
We are excited to hear from you and for you to come back and keep learning about bosses with us. You can email us your thoughts at shebuildspodcast@gmail.com. Leave a comment on our website, shebuildspodcast.com, or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at shebuildspodcast and on X, formerly known as Twitter, at shebuildspod. Until then,
see ya.
Bye.
Adios.
What is happening? Sorry. There's like, did you guys hear a sound?
Yeah.
Am I sitting on my phone? Oh, my phone's right here. I kept getting this like sound notification, but I didn't know where my phone was. So now I know where my phone is. Okay, never mind. Sorry.